Summer's hotter weather is finally here, but don't let hair loss also make you sweat. Regrow hair with the help of Hims. They provide access to personalized treatments so you can see thicker, fuller hair in just 3 to 6 months. Yeah, 3 to 6 months. That's it, kids. Hims offers convenient access to a range of prescription hair loss treatments with ingredients that work, including chews, oral medications, serums, and sprays, doctor-trusted, clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil can stop hair loss and regrow your hair in as little as 3 to 6 months. Get started from the comfort of your own home. Fill out an intake form, and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to you for free. The process is 100% online, which means getting started has never been more convenient. No insurance is needed, and one low price covers everything from treatments to ongoing care. Plus, treatment options start at $35 per month. Hims has helped hundreds of thousands of men get their confidence back with visibly thicker and fuller hair. Start your free online visit today at Hims.com/drinking bros. That is Hims.com/drinking bros for personalized hair loss treatment options. Hims.com/drinking bros. Individual results may vary based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information. Let me tell you about Moo.com. Promo code Drinking Bros. Gonna get you 20% off your first order over there. Did you know there's an online cannabis store that ships federally legal THC right to your door? And they found a way to combine THC with carefully selected functional ingredients to target nearly every mood and health concern you can think of. Forget one-size-fits-all supplements that only get you high. Mood's functional gummies are optimized to kick in as little as 15 minutes and take you to the mood you're looking for. Whether that's the magic mind gummies for deep work and creativity, the PMS support to ease cramps and balance mood swings, or their sexual euphoria gummies to help you feel ready for the action at every turn, and touch into a full body experience over there. Listen, I love the night-night gummies, as I call them, the sleepy time gummies. I take, right now they're 15 milligrams. I cut it in half, and I take half a night. 15 minutes, dude, you are gone. I've never had anything like it. 15, 20 minutes tops, and I'm out. Listen, you can find gummies to just get you high pretty much anywhere these days, gas stations, whatever. Mood's functional gummies, though, combine premium federally legal THC with targeted botanicals to help you get into the perfect mood, usually in as little as 15 minutes. Plus, Texas Governor Abbott just said it was all right to get these shipped through the mail. He vetoed the bill down here. Thank God. So order from Mood.com today. Use that promo code Drinking Bros for 20% off your first order. Everything ships discreetly right to your front door. No dispensary lines, no awkward conversations, just better days and nights delivered to your doorstep. Best of all, not only is every Mood product backed by a 100-day satisfaction guarantee, but as I mentioned, listeners get 20% off their first order with the promo code Drinking Bros. So head on over to Mood.com. Find the functional gummy that matches exactly what you're looking for and let Mood help you discover your perfect mood. Don't forget to use the promo code Drinking Bros when you check out to save 20% off your first order.
Welcome to Drinking Bros. Put down the water and grab a fucking drink.
They don't even know what we're laughing.
They don't know what we're laughing about.
We clap in. We clap in.
We both got the clap.
For,
wait, what?
Wait, who?
Who? What? It was only once.
It was, well, it was twice. There was Spring Break Puerto Rico.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah, that'll get you every time.
Mine was a plenty of fish date, you know.
Yeah, that'll get you every time. Is this weird? We're face to face.
I'm staring. It's kind of nice. I'm looking at a legend.
Welcome. I know.
No, there's a mirror behind you.
No, okay.
Just kidding.
Okay.
Just kidding.
Okay, Matt. Because I can see myself in your eyes. And we're in Dawson's Creek. We are welcome to Drinking Bros, kids. It's just Ross Patterson and Matt Best tonight. Matt Best is live in Wilmington.
I'm being blessed with the greatness of this nice studio you guys have here, the local beer.
Live from Huify. You've got the beer that I always drink, my favorite Wilmington Brewing Company. I took you there. We got, 94-ounce cans?
Free Willy!
He's not here.
I know, but he hates it now.
He does hate it.
Do
he
it.
Does it. By the way, best oil painting ever, whoever did that fucking picture of him.
Yeah, Jay Acosta did that for me.
But
he did
so
the range 15 credits. He's fucking he's good. A fucking boss. Yeah, man, we're just hanging out here in Wilmington. Thanks for having me. Ross has got me kept in his little beach house, his little condo.
Yeah, and you're my little fucking kept girl. It's, my little kept lady.
I feel
down
like
there.
I need to wear a skirt and clean the fucking place. You know?
Well, you can't. You can't. So that's up to you. I left a skirt in one of my nightstands. So you can pop that on.
No, I found it.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, I was doing push-ups on the beach with it.
Put that on. No Ranger panties. Just let your sack dangle.
Take your pants off.
Yeah, take your fucking pants off, and just feel free to clean the place. No, it's nice. It's nice to have an extra place. But well, look, welcome to Drinking Bros. You know we got some sponsors.
We got to do it. You know they make this fucking show happen.
They pay for all of this shit. So you know the least we can do is thank them. This first one. Another box came in the mail.
You got another box.
I got another box yesterday.
You dirty bastard.
I got a pepperoni stick longer than my own cock from them, which is almost impossible.
Have been a lot of meat.
Oh, it's a ton of meat. To the point where my wife was like, "Look, there's a lot of goddamn meat in here." I was like, "You're goddamn right, there is." And you know where it came from? It came from Carnivore Club. Yeah, CarnivoreClub.co. We talked about it before. We're talking about it again. We talk about it every fucking show pretty much because it's just that fucking awesome. It's Carnivore Club. It's pretty simple. Give them some money. They send you a box of incredible meat straight to your mouth hole every month. Tagline on their box is satisfy your inner carnivore. I think that was the tagline of the original Jurassic Parks as well. And they deliver on that promise. They've got the best salami next to Ross Patterson's, the best jerky. The best fancy Italian meats. You'll be too busy stuffing your face to learn to even pronounce.
I texted Timmy the other day, who's the owner of Carnivore Club.
How's
and
he
I
doing?
Was like, "Hey, man, the fuck? I haven't got a package." So he's like, "I'll send you one." He's like, it's legit delicious.
Oh, it's the best.
Timmy, if you're listening, God, I know you're in the fucking office right now. Send me some meats.
Yeah, so this box this month, by the way, was in particular my favorite. It had a salami in there, a huge salami. I picked it up. It was a 5-pounder.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah. And I was like, holy shit, what's in there? They had bacon. Bacon in this motherfucker. Yeah, fresh bacon
wrapped.
They had this giant pepperoni stick that was, it was like 14 inches.
Barely bigger than your clock.
Yeah, barely.
You're sitting about 13.5.
Yeah. 13.5, depending upon the weather. If it's 89 or above degree-wise.
Right. The blood's flowing.
Yeah, I can get that extra.
Right, 0.2 in.
Yeah,
for sure.
I can grab that. And they had some type of chorizo, some Mexican thing. You know, obviously we don't have Rocco tonight when we actually need a Mexican
We need a tech advisor for the Mexican community.
Yeah, for the Mexican community. Yeah. But so I would highly recommend going to carnivoreclub.co and it mentioned
Drinking
the promo
Bros.
Code Drinking Bros.
DRINKINBROS
for 10% off your first box.
We made it.
Nummy, nummy, nummy. The other one, near and dear to my heart. You've been since in my house. I've been jamming this shit down your face. Strikeforceenergy.com.
I have to admit, I thought you were just legit selling this stuff. I show up today yesterday at Ross's place, and he's like a fucking crackhead over here. He's like, "You gotta try Strikeforce. You gotta try it."
You would think I own the goddamn shit.
Yeah, and I was been using it as pre-workout the last 3 days, and I'm not going to lie. I fucking like it.
It's the greatest energy
drink
of all time.
It almost tastes like a more healthy Red Bull, but like without that carbonation, it's
yeah. There's no carbonation. It's just a liquid in a pack. You throw it in a water. You can throw it in sodas,
and it mixes in water like peanut butter and jelly.
Yeah, well, I mean, I think we were making it with vodka the other night.
Yeah,
yeah. The fucking shit's fantastic. Go to StrikeForceEnergy.com. Type in the promo code Drinkin' Bros for 20% off. They give you 20. If you misspell drinking and you throw a G in there, they give you 19.5. Yeah. And that's real, by the way.
That's real.
They really do it.
I like that.
Yeah. They are also a subscription. I recommend the subscription. It's about $1 a pack there, 95 cents a pack. And they deliver all over the world. So no matter where you're at in the world, you can buy it, keep
Pakistan,
it on you.
Yeah. Thailand.
Fucking Afghanistan, Iraq. They ship everywhere. They ship everywhere. It is my favorite fucking shit on the planet, StrikeForceEnergy.com. And then, you know, the next one is Tartarus Ordnance.
Pew, 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 pew.
I wish a motherfucker would.
We should make a song.
I know. Yeah.
It's like, walk it to my front door. Wish a motherfucker would.
Yeah.
Come in my back room door. Wish a motherfucker would.
Tartarus Ordnance. TartarusOrdnance.com. It is the best for your home ammunition. Yeah.
I just like to say pew.
Pew.
Yeah,
you can just blow a motherfucker away. Keep the big screen safe.
Get that.
Keep the kids safe.
Get that stateside kill and save a life.
Yeah, you know? Save a fucking life. Big fan of Tartarus Ordnance. Thank you for being a sponsor the last 2 months. The next one is we got a little movie out in theaters, kids.
Really?
We got a movie called Range 15.
What's that?
There's a guy named Matt Best.
Dan Bills. Matt
yes.
Best. That
yep,
guy.
Matt
okay,
Best.
Okay.
Yep,
okay.
Not Dan Bilzerian. Okay. He looks a lot like him. It's almost uncanny.
Yeah, fuck you.
It's almost as if he's watched everything you've done.
A, B,
and
C,
stolen,
D, E,
yeah.
Fuck yourself.
Yeah. It's almost as if he's stolen every single thing you've ever done in your life.
It's good. I like it, you know?
But go to TUGG.com, type in Range 15. Tickets are on sale nationwide.
Absolutely.
The record for the world record for the highest released independent film ever, self-released, is a movie called Laser Team. They brought in $1.3 million opening weekend. We want to smash that record,
and we'll get into that probably this episode, I think. But we just released the first live premiere ever at Fort Bragg.
The movie crushed.
3 days.
So. Matt Best is a huge movie star now. We'll get into that tonight.
Nah.
But go to TUGG.com, TUGG.com. It is literally in 400 fucking cities across the United States. If it is not in your city, you can enter in your zip code and they will put it in your city. But trust me, it's playing in like my parents' hometown.
It's almost like if you're a girl, you're sucking George Washington's dick.
Yeah.
Like you have one time in your life to do this.
To go see this in a theater. It's so shocking.
You
want
to
go see
this in theater.
Yeah, this is one of those you want to see
the reactions of everybody.
Yeah.
We'll get into that, but it was like you have to see in the theater. I truly believe that.
We'll get into that. And then
I sat in the fucking edit for the whole process, and then watching it in the theater for the first time, I was like, oh my God, this is
totally
epic.
Different movie. Yeah.
Yeah, it's great.
And if look, while you're at Range 15, after you buy your tickets on TUGG.com,
you should probably get a little liquored up.
You should probably sneak something in. Sneak a flask.
Little lead slingers?
Little lead slingers,
oh,
whiskey.
Geez.
The nectar of the gods. The brown juice from above. the brown machine. The wet dookie from the sky. Poured into a bottle. If there was a mudslide in California, pissing excellence from the sky and then shoved into a bottle, it's Lead Slinger's whiskey. It's available in 19-20 states right now.
Yeah, they're about
that's getting everywhere.
Just you know, you can order online too. Whatever you know about the Lead Slingers. They know about it.
They know about it.
We're not going to throw it. It's not a dick. I'm not going to cram it down the throats.
No, you don't need to. Don't need to. But while you're ordering that online, let's say you sneak on over to Amazon. And you're like, man, I
want to one-click buy something.
Yeah, I want to one-click buy something. I need something to read. I need something else to listen to. You might as well pull out Ed Night She Cries While He Rides His Steed. The greatest piece of literature ever written. The funniest book ever written by the greatest living writer of our generation. I don't know. Fuck Hemingway.
I've heard of that guy. Twain. It was Ross Patterson.
His name is Ross Patterson.
Yeah, I heard of him.
And
he's got two P's because he likes, or two T's.
Two T's. Yeah, because I didn't kill my other one. Shoot. You shot your other
T. I shot my other one. Yeah, I'm a violent person, you know.
You are.
You befriended your other T.
Yeah. I befriended my other T. I let them stay together. You know, they're twinsies. They're twinsies. I let them stay together. But you can get A Night She Cries on audible.com. It's available in stores. It's Amazon, everywhere you need to be. It's there. Get it in hardback because of the illustrations. The guy from The New Yorker did it. So the shit's fucking legit. And on that note, we're in.
I feel like this is going to be a nice, chill episode. We're going to talk. We're going to laugh. Cry. Might get a studio beat in. I don't know what's going to happen.
Why not? And never break eye contact.
You can't see under the table, so I feel like it's cool. Yeah. If I maybe drop my the chair a little bit.
When you drop down, then it's not, like, hey.
Yeah, I got a real small dick, so you can see it either way. Yeah.
And this is your first time in Huify here. This is a nice setup. This is like Howard Stern studio.
Super nice. Ross Patterson and I are staring at each other in the face right now. It's actually pretty cool.
We're about 4 feet apart. We're about two and a half. Two of my dick length.
Yes. Okay. Perfect.
If we're going, because the Kentucky Derby was this weekend.
Was it really?
It was.
Did I miss the Kentucky Derby?
You missed the Kentucky Derby. A horse named Nyquist won. It was the favorite. It is undefeated on the year.
Ryan Seacrest won?
Yeah. Seacrest always wins.
Oh, you said Nyquist.
I'm sure he's hosting that as well. Yeah. Seacrest always wins. Yeah. That guy is all the way up. Yeah, he's all the way up. So we should tell the audience why you're in town. There was a little screening of the previous movie you were talking about, Range 15, which you were the lead of. The great thing about these guys is they always had said, even before pre-production and everything, they said, hey, before it goes out to the general public, we want to screen it for the troops. And you guys took it to Fort Bragg first. For the very, very first screening of the finished movie. Thank God it's over for me. I worked 9,000 hours on it. That was your first experience, I think, seeing with color, sound, edit all together, like the final mix of the movie. What was that like? Sitting in a theater, watching it for the first time, did you ever dream as a kid that you'd be a lead in a movie and you'd be watching it in a theater with, you know,
no, not at all. I mean, we talked about that stuff as well. And I think throughout the editing process, like for you guys listening, like it's such a tedious and tenuous process where like you see this thing so many fucking times.
Yeah.
Like we had pretty much a rough full edit of the general, like what the film was going to be fucking 6 months ago. So watching that and then through what we've done and what Ross has been doing, it gets to a point where you're like, I don't know if this movie's even funny anymore.
Yeah.
Because you're so focused on little like niche parts of the film. Like, oh, I blinked in that scene. I shouldn't have blinked. Like, it's not like the general vibe
of it. You're the only one who notices. And
because, you know, I edit for a living with fucking JT for the YouTube stuff. It's so like I try to key on and all these little things that are happening. So. It was such a cool experience, and I know Nick and I and you as well, we were super nervous because it was the first time that the film was going to see the light of day outside of people that like we were associated with. So nobody that knew a general script, they didn't see like a rough, they didn't see anything. All these guys that came out, they were just
a trailer,
just to come to watch the movie.
Yeah.
So what am I going to see? And man, the fucking theater was in cahoots the whole entire time. People were laughing at shit that I didn't even think was funny.
People were going BOGO. They were going buy one, get one.
It was really going crazy in there. Yeah. It was fucking rad, dude, man. I was sitting back, and I was like, what a cool experience. Like, a lot of the guys in there, too, were active duty. We had the Drinking Bro nerds there who were fucking awesome. You guys from the U.S. Army, what the fuck moments. You know, there was a lot of SF guys, CAG guys there. Just a fucking cool vibe. Everybody's laughing. I'm like, this is awesome, man.
Yeah.
It made all the last 2 years worth it, you know, where it's like, fuck it. If they, that or general audience who I believe was in that theater loves this, then we made it.
Yeah. And I think I texted you guys before you went and I just said, look, no pressure, but if Fort Bragg hates it.
we're fucked.
No one is gonna like this film.
Yeah, if it sucked there, yeah, we're fucked. But
and luckily it crushed. I received, man, countless, I want to say 60, 65 emails after the screening. People just loved it across the board. Said it was the funniest movie of the year, and they said it was an instant cult classic. I couldn't be more thrilled with the turnout and how it went.
Yeah, and I don't think you get enough praise for that, because honestly, Ross is probably the only guy, and I'm not just sucking his dick because I'm here, but that came in and like viewed the whole process day one through the whole entire thing with us and saw our creative, what we wanted to do, and then you polished everything to what it has to be a film. So, and Nick and I think all said this on an individual level, but thank you, man. It's awesome. Like, I'm walking away after watching that in the theater. I'm like, I'm proud of the movie we've done, and I don't give a fuck about anything else. Because if I'm proud of it myself and it's going to make the community laugh, fuck everybody else that doesn't like it. I don't give a fuck. Like,
yeah, no, and I was amped to do it because, again, like, this is the one time for the military community that it's like, all right, great. You have a movie starring, you know, arguably the biggest veterans there is, except for Arlie Ermey.
Shouldn't turn that down. Yeah, roll.
Fuck him, dude. Fuck him.
It sucks. I don't know why. And he had whatever about that whole statement he said. I was just like, man, you're like a legend, dude. You have to tarnish it? You're a legend.
And I offered him so much fucking money. Like, yeah, that's what's crazy to me. And that motherfucker didn't do the. Not even didn't do the movies. It was talking shit. For those of you out there who are fans of Arlie Ermey, the script was too aggressive for him. The MPAA would not rate this movie because of how crazy it is. The violence, the sexual acts. That's all I can say now. You should go see it in theaters. The opportunity to make a movie for the military starring the biggest veterans and hopefully make the funniest military movie ever made was what intrigued me the most, and that's why I really wanted to do the project. And so at the end of it, hearing that from you guys and then from the first screening that this was everything they had dreamed of and more, that made my life. Because if I can do anything different in filmmaking and life and all that shit, I mean, fuck, even with Helen Keller versus Night Wolves, I think I'm the first one ever to drop a movie for fucking free on on YouTube, yeah. Like a mixtape, like I'm fucking Drake.
All the way up.
I'm all the way up. I'm always trying to push it and do things first, and it was an honor to do it. You guys were amazing in the film. And I'm excited that everybody's going to check it out because you guys are going to Fort Hood next
weekend. I'm super excited to see, like, the different, like, dynamics of every showing, you know, like – what we did at Bragg will be completely different probably at Fort Hood, but Fort Hood is a lot of people from, you know, Austin, San Antonio area that are all fucking awesome, like huge community out there that we love. But then going to DC, that's the one. And I don't know if, dude, this is super funny. If people don't know this, we lost 50 seats at the showing of Range 15 at the GI Film Festival.
May 27th, we're playing at the GI Film Festival.
Yep.
50 seats were taken away. People gave their tickets back.
Right. Because all the senators and politicians that were attending found out what this was and they left.
Yeah.
And I was like, dude, Jared was like, those faggots or fuckers, whatever you want to call them. And I was just like, that's awesome.
Yeah.
I was so motivated. I was like, that's fucking, fuck you, bitch.
They were not expecting how wild this movie is.
I hope it makes them a meme out of this, what I'm about to say. Everybody wants to support veterans until it's time to support veterans.
Yeah, exactly.
I swear to God, it's like all these fucking dudes that are senators, politicians, we're just here for the soldiers. And it's like, here's a movie, like two Medal of Honor recipients, Marcus Luttrell. You got all these other fucking badasses, Brian Stan with the Silver Star. And then like, but we're good because it's a little edgy. It's like, yeah, how about you start accepting what the community is? That we're a little crazy, you're a good person, but you push life to the edges, and that's the whole reason why you're good in a combat scenario and situation doing all that shit, because you're fucking willing to go a little farther than anybody
else.
Welcome
to Hollywood.
Yeah.
And the thing is
but I love it. Fuck them.
And the thing is, if it is successful, then everybody will be like, oh my God.
Oh yeah.
We knew it. We knew it. Like if we break that 1.3 record opening weekend, No lie. People will come out of the woodwork of Hollywood and be like, oh,
we were watching you on the back burner. Yeah. We knew we'd do it.
We've been watching you for years. Yeah. Big fan of your channel, Matt Best 19X.
Matt Best 18X. Like, No. I was in Ranger Regiment, not SF. Forget about it.
You're like 8X's higher. This isn't like Malcolm. This isn't Malcolm X. This is 11X. So I'll be real curious, because if you do, it'll shake up the town, and especially for what's going on now, there is no comedies being made, so there's nothing else out there right now, and there's no competition. I think the all female Ghostbusters movie comes out 2 weeks after Range 15, and I don't know if you heard about this, that is the most disliked video in YouTube history.
I saw that.
Melissa McCarthy issued a statement on it.
Really? What'd she say?
She said, even I think the trailer is confusing. And when you're one of your lead actresses, especially somebody as big as her, because
is she a thicker girl?
She's a thicker girl. She's
That was the thing. It's like there was two female actresses in Ghostbusters, the new one,
right,
that I legit like. Like the thicker girl, whoever, I think she's funny. Melissa
McCarthy's fucking hilarious.
Yeah, hilarious.
Kristen Wiig is hilarious.
Kristen Wiig. There you go as well. Yeah. And so when I was seeing him, and I was like, God, the vibe is just.
Yeah,
and it's amazing, and I don't know if a lot of people do that. Like, know that about films. Like, the editing process has so much to do. You could crush a performance as an actor, and then the editing just fucks you over.
Yeah,
and vice versa. You could, you know, do horribly as an actor, but then the editing process will save you.
They tell you that you can. There's a phrase we use in Hollywood called "you can lose a movie in an edit."
Course.
You could shoot an amazing movie and then just completely lose it in an edit. Yeah. And I've seen that happen to friends of mine. It's happening in something I did where the movie just got away from the director, and it was just like there was no going back.
Right.
There was one where a director got fired. I did this movie with Laura Prepon from That 70s Show in Orange is the New Black, and I had, I don't know, maybe 2 or 3 days on it. It was an indie, same thing, you know, a couple weeks shoot, 3 weeks shoot. And I didn't see her again for like 6 or 7 months. And I saw her at Sundance. She's like the sweetest person ever. And I was like, hey, how did that movie turn out? She goes, oh shit, you didn't hear? The director got fired. And I was like, oh fuck.
Shit.
And on an indie, as you know,
you
can't lose that money or what you just shot. So I was like, what did they do? They brought in another director. He shot like half a movie. And then they put those two halves together.
Oh God.
Yeah.
It didn't work.
No, didn't work. Didn't work. It came out. And it was like the script was really cool and all that shit, but it wasn't very good. Nothing you can do.
Yeah, you can't.
You can't. You can't go back.
Nah.
So you guys are going to, let's see, Fort Hood next weekend. You'll be there. Who else is going to be there with you?
Nick Palmisano, JT, Rocco. I believe Jack Mandeville should be there too.
I don't want to promise.
I know I was so sad he didn't make it to the Brad premiere, man.
He was his father was retiring. He was in Minneapolis, I believe.
He got some family shit to take care of, and totally understandable.
Yeah.
It's Mother's Day weekend, you know, everybody had to do their shit.
Yeah, yeah. What's his mom's name? He always says
Becky. Becky Mandeville. Right? I think so.
Is it Becky Mandeville's son? Yeah.
Yeah.
He always says, "Oh, it's Becky Mandeville's son."
Yeah. A weird fucker, and I love him.
We love Jack. So we have all right. So there's Fort Hood next weekend. The GI Film Festival is May 27th in Washington, D.C.
Yep.
And is that that's a black tie affair? Am I wrong?
I will be in a suit, which is really funny.
I will as
funny.
Well.
Yeah.
And there's open bar, which is even funnier.
Yeah. Yeah.
Not only with this movie and open bar in Washington, D.C.
I'm just going to be like tipping beers into people's mouths. Like, let's.
on Memorial Day weekend, you're trying to put out the flame on JFK's grave.
God. Yeah, Alex Miller and I are going to drop something on Memorial Day we've been working on for a while. I'm stoked about that.
Yeah. It's a serious piece.
We like to hit it up once in a while.
I know. When you do, you crush those too.
I don't. I'll give that to Alex.
Okay.
I have an idea and you know, Rocco likes to write to you kind of like some serious shit, and then I kind of hand it to him, and he has this crazy, crazy idea of what he wants to do with it, and it's awesome.
Nice. So after that, after Memorial Day weekend.
June 3rd, LA,
Los Angeles premiere, Hollywood, red carpet.
Dude, I'm so excited for that just because it's going to, like, all my family's going to be there. I can't wait to see my mom throw up when she watches the movie.
Is that the first time she's going to see it?
Yeah. I think Rocco and I were debating. We want to show her moms.
Don't do it.
No.
Have them come.
But
we
want to film it.
I've got a story for
you. We want to film it, you know, so we can see her mom just like, are you fucking kidding me? Because him and I have the two worst scenes in the movie, you know?
Yeah. For sure. Boy, there's a lot of crazy fucking scenes.
Well, Evan maybe.
Yeah.
Rocco and I are pretty bad.
Evan's mom's going to be like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
My mom's going to be like, what the fuck? I've got a crazy scene. I never forget. I was at the Forgetting Sarah Marshall premiere for, who's the lead of that movie? Jason Segel. Jason Segel. And he's got his dick out in that movie.
Yep.
And I saw him at the after party and I was like, hey man, it was, the first time I saw it, I love the movie. Still a fan of this day. It's one of the funniest movies ever. And I was like, hey man, how was your mom taking that? Like I saw your mom over there. And he goes, oh, she walked out.
She, I was like, in the beginning when he was butt naked?
Yeah, whether he was joking or not, I don't know, but like he was laughing about it, and I was like, no way, really? Like, really? And he's like, it'd be pretty hard to see your son's dick on
the screen. Yeah, because they like panned into it. He was eating the cereal, close up of his dick. You're like,
and then he bends down, and he's crying. Fuck. So that's you have a scene that rivals that, is all I will say. No spoilers. but you have a scene that rivals that, which the audience just went bug fuck for last weekend. They really did.
Yeah.
It's gonna be a meme. It's
gonna be a lot of things.
It's gonna be a lot of things.
When the movie drops, it will exist on the internet forever. But that's fine. That life.
And not only that, but like that's personally what I loved working about you guys is like, dude, you guys came up with that. You know what I'm saying? Like,
well, the fucked up part, that scenario was taking place, and early on in the script, it wasn't written that way.
It was not.
And I was like, hey, you would be real funny if we did that. And everybody's like, that'd be awesome. And I was like, no. That was a joke, motherfuckers. And then,
end up in the movie, but it is people's favorite scene. Look, this movie has a lot of those moments that'll keep you talking where you're just like, oh, my God. But that one scene. And you're just like, yeah, no, we know. Like, the whole movie's fucked. So that'll be fun on the red carpet with your parents.
Yeah, super fun.
Seeing the movie. My parents have volunteered to watch The Boy here in Wilmington.
Oh, badass.
Luckily through Tug.com, who we keep talking about to buy tickets on, it is actually playing in their hometown. They live in like a small town in Florida.
Oh, no shit.
Yeah. So they were like, dude, I mean, they are avid movie watchers. They probably go every weekend, sometimes twice.
No shit.
Yeah, they'll go see everything. That's how I got into movies growing up They used to take me every single weekend. So, you know, that's how I got into movies. So the fact that it is playing down the street from their house is like, you know.
That's fucking rad.
It's great. So they're
You'll
really
be waiting for that
out.
Text. Like, burr, burr.
I already told my dad. I was like, hey, there's one scene. Just you're going to have to tell mom to look away.
Oh,
yeah. You can't say what it is.
The one kind of the beginning?
Because it's one of mine where you know.
Oh yeah.
So it's one of those where it's just like, all right, why don't you have her look away for that?
And especially as a mom.
Yeah. I'm curious though, is Evan's mom coming to?
I don't know. It would be funny to interview all the moms of like you, myself, Evan,
Rocco. Oh, that
Rocco.
Would be a great video. You know, after watching the movie,
just
say,
fuck. God.
Well,
it's like I feel like. Your parents wish we were astronauts and we turned out to be fucking meth heads or something. That's what they're going to feel like after those scenes.
I know. Evan's mom, I would be really amped about. Like, I...
she won't like me. Sorry for all, like, the closet talk tonight.
It's good. Because, we don't want to give it away. We've been working on it for 2 years. We're amped that it's finally coming out to the world. So after the Hollywood premiere on June 3rd, it is out nationwide in theaters June 15th. And again, it's in every city there is, and that'll be a really, really fun time. Because everybody around the world, I mean, around the nation, will be going to see it that night. So literally, you'll be up.
I know. Like, I'll be up at like fucking midnight, just like,
that's
come
how
on,
you are.
Refresh,
checking
refresh,
shit.
Refresh,
yeah. Look into the message.
Bring in the bad reviews, bitches.
Yeah. Nah. No, there won't be. But everybody will be amped about it, talking about the movie. Yeah. And that's one of the... Opening weekend is like one of the funnest times ever in your life, and it never gets old. So
fuck yeah.
The fact that it's rapidly approaching is pretty crazy.
It's been a crazy process, man.
It has. It has. And now you're in Wilmington, North Carolina. What do you think of my fine city?
Dude, it's nice. It's chill, man. I feel like I'm going to turn into a beach bum hanging out at this condo, man.
That's
I
great.
Wake up and sun's coming in at 8 in the morning, and I'm like, time to check some emails. I'll go on a run on the beach in my silkies. Cool run on the beach with my silkies.
Yeah, I got a, for those not familiar with the Wilmington, North Carolina area, I have a house in Wilmington. And then I bought a condo at the beach to work out of as my office. It literally overlooks the water.
Yeah, like a lot of people say, oh, it's looking on the water. Like you can
throw a frisbee.
You can throw a frisbee and it hits the ocean. Yeah.
It's nice. So Matt's been working out of there, drinking a lot, and we've invited because you're at the beach, and that's the thing. You wake up every day and you're like, oh man, I'm at the beach. I should probably.
Doing 2 days. Though. I've been running in the morning and then working out in the afternoon.
Well, that is one aspect because you see all those people out on the beach.
Right.
It's a big college town here.
Right.
A lot of ladies running around, and it's
No, I didn't see any girls.
I know you didn't.
I didn't see one.
I've never seen one in my life.
I saw seven, and they were I was getting blowjobs.
Yeah, so, okay. And there were
Burgundy?
You were?
Oh no, no, that guy. Okay. Sorry. Yeah.
Yeah. No, that was Nat Test.
Oh yeah, Nat Test.
Nat Test. Your doppelganger. Oh, that's Nat Test.
Oh, it's all good old Nat Test.
You know what I love?
He's from Southern Alabama.
So Matt comes into town. There's a bar next door to my place down there on the beach. And
those fuckers.
Matt comes in. There's a huge Wilmington is a big film community. They shot Dawson's Creek here, One Tree Hill. Eastbound and Down.
I just wanted a cheeseburger.
Matt wanted a cheeseburger, maybe a beer. He goes over to there's a bar and a restaurant on this pier next door.
Yeah.
There was a huge production going on there. And what were they shooting then?
I walk up to the dude and I was like, oh, you guys filming, you know, because they had the movie coming out. I was just curious what they're doing and stuff. And he's like, We're filming a SEAL Team 6 TV show. And I was like, God damn it. Really? And he didn't get my sarcasm. I was like, oh, another one of those, huh? And he looked at me like, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm like, I'm fucking with you, dude. Okay, never mind. But I was like, I think I had silkies on like a fucking Raider Project shirt. So it was obviously I'm in the military.
And I guarantee it was some fucking dipshit crew member who didn't
know.
Yeah,
he had no fucking clue. Yeah, and he was super amped about it.
But I just like that you get away for 1 week to relax.
And I'm right into a SEAL fucking TV show.
You just walk in, you're finally at the beach, dude. You've had it's been a long, tedious, you know, year with the movie and all the shit. You walk right in and it's like, sorry, but this one's reserved for
because Ross was talking about this bar and he was like, man, go get a beer there.
Yeah,
it's got
chill
some good
out,
food.
Relax.
Chill, dude. I'm like, oh, I show up early and I was like, cool, I'm gonna go get a beer. It's like, no, the Navy SEALs are filming here.
Yeah.
I was looking around for fucking dev crew guys like, hey, hey, give me a fucking beer.
I told you, you should have said, hey, you guys need a tech advisor? Y'all need a tech advisor or some shit? Yeah, hey, man, y'all like to play with guns?
You like to, I know how to play guns. Yeah. Fucking
But yeah, it's a lovely town. It really is like Dawson's Creek. The sunset.
It is beautiful here. I got to admit, it's super beautiful.
It is.
Yeah.
It's a great little city. And then I took you over to our fave tonight, Wilmington Homebrew.
Dude, these guys at Wilmington Homebrew, and they're not sponsors or anything, but they fill up the can. It's an empty, like a aluminum can, and then fill it up with their craft brew beer, and then they screw the top on, and then they fill out a sticker.
Yeah.
Of what exactly it is, and then they wrap it on.
And it
the
goes
beer.
Around the can, and
you're
looking at 32 ounces in this thing.
Dude, that's not a joke, you know?
You're
7.4.
I'm 7.4.
Oh, damn. I pussyfooted that.
Yeah. Okay. You can have a sip of it. I go high on the ABV.
You do. You're not like a Miller Lite drinker. You're always like you're always an IPA guy.
I mean, I can get down on it, but Miller Lite's one of those things where I can gun through a case and just be like,
you just piss a lot.
Yeah, well, way to go, you know? It's like, it's kind of, you can't really get fucked up off Miller Lite.
Right.
That's one of those beers where you're just, and same with Coors, you know? It's more of like a sexy, like, volleyball drink or like a barbecue drink where you're like, hey, yeah, no, I'm at the barbecue, and I'm one of you. I'm drinking Coors Lights.
I do drink Coors Light a lot, but I have to mix shots in. So it's like every every two beers or maybe three, I go a shot.
You go Jameson.
Yeah. Or Ledslingers, whatever you want to be, American or Irish, whatever, or both.
Either or.
Whatever.
Choose. Choose right now.
Ledslingers, you choose, obviously.
Yeah, I can't go on those little rinky dink beers like that anymore.
Nah.
And that's the fucked up thing is because you start off in spring break in high school and college and all that shit, and you're like, oh man, I'll be drinking Mad Dog 2020 and Coors Light forever.
Fuck that.
Yeah, and you're like, I'll never change. Then the beer got amazing.
Yeah,
because we didn't have craft beer growing up. Now it's like, they've got old boat oars, that were used by Vikings
to steer. My whole hatred for hipsters comes from this perspective. Hipsters have amazing craft brew beer. They love it.
Yeah.
They make amazing food.
Yes.
Then they make every single restaurant that they own available that you can bring your fucking dog to.
Yeah.
Super awesome perks. That's three amazing perks.
And you know what?
But then they act like little bitches. So I want to smack them. I'm like, bro. You're making delicious burgers with like eggs and some weird fucking, chili fucking whatever on there. You got some amazing IPAs and Belgian wheats, whatever the fuck you're doing. Just be a little more of a man, and then we could really be friends because this is awesome.
I think the ultimate hipster thing would be to own a coffee company. Oh,
oh god, that's super weird.
Oh my god, yeah.
Evan embodies the hipster,
You share the same ideals as hipsters, except for the douchiness. But there's
a little douchiness in me, but at least I'm a man. Things. Where it's like you go to the fucking craft IPA place and then the owner, you fucking, hey, I'm going to bang your wife. He'd be like, please don't bang my wife. That would be really rude.
Yeah,
no, punch me in the face, asshole.
Come on. Yeah. Punch me, motherfucker.
Yeah, punch me in the face.
Yeah, do something.
I should just do that, and I'm not going to hit the guy back just to like teach life lessons. Like that's what I do to my son. Like I would hire somebody to try to get him to punch him just to be more of a man.
Yeah, babe, be somebody.
Be somebody.
Yeah, just keep screaming that, be somebody. you're taping the ball to his hand.
Be somebody.
Friday Night Lights, just taping the football to, be somebody, kid. Get her done, man. Get you a state championship, man. Kid's four. I can't win state, Dad. I'm 12 years away from high school.
Oh, so you don't want to be somebody.
Yeah, you don't want to be somebody? Yeah. Cool, man, because I'm going to teach you to be somebody. I'm going to get you something to be somebody. I'm going to get you out of that high chair and make you be somebody.
Your fucking face is hilarious.
If you can see my face right now, they can't, yeah.
Be somebody, dude. That's all Jared's like, is it this big? And I'm always like, Jared, they can't see you on the podcast.
No, but they can hear him. And Jared.
And they know
he sounds big.
Oh, dude, yeah.
He's a big body.
When
he fat cries,
he goes, what the France?
Yeah, he sinks into it.
We get to do an episode with them soon.
We do. The
I
next
like
one.
This is like the chill time with Ross and Matt.
This is a
welcome
nice time.
Back.
Yeah, and they can't see us, but we are super close to each other. But it's.
Would you say I want to ask a question, Ross? Because I get this a lot, and I got this at the Fort Bragg premiere.
Uh-huh.
Do you think? I mean, you met me early on and stuff, but am I that much different in real life than what I am on the internet?
Yes. Yes, you are, actually.
Really?
Yes, 100%. You're thoughtful. Again, not to get gay, but I mean, we're sitting close.
I'm in Wilmington, East Coast, fishing for some compliments.
I feel like that Dawson's Creek song should be on the back. Do, 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 do. Yeah. I don't want to wait for our lives to be over. No, you are actually one of the most thoughtful, intelligent people in real life that I've met, and your persona online is a blast, and you are that too. Like you are that life. You're not a Dan Bilzerian where it's like you're just taking pictures of shit. Because I've seen you do all that shit in real life. I saw you get bucked from a horse, break your arm, hang from a helicopter. Everything that life on the internet of Matt Best is totally true. But off screen, you were one of the nicest, most genuine people there are. And one of the biggest things I heard on set was, even for my parents when they met you, they were like, man, what a great guy. Like, what a great human being.
Appreciate that,
you don't hear that very often about people.
That's like the Drinking Bros community, which I think we all started. It's like you can be this crazy personality and do all this wild shit. And I am crazy. Like, I'll never not
100%.
Admit that. I'm insane.
100%.
Like,
I'm but you're nice. You're not
Being courteous in life, I found it's so fulfilling because you just like, why stress about the crate? Like, being an asshole or worrying about other stuff's endeavor. Like, I today I was talking with somebody and they're like gossiping about some shit, and I was just like, why are you worried about it? Like,
yeah, why waste your time?
You're like super stressed right now about someone else's life and a hearsay about you. Like, fuck it, man. Like, you're at a fucking beach.
Yeah.
Chill, bro.
I know.
Like,
I know.
Come on, man. Like,
it's pretty hard to get pissed off, like, in this environment where you're
And it's crazy because you and I got really, like, down and dirty last night because Ross and I are working on a project right now. It's kind of like a life story thing, and we'll release more details later about it. But, like, Ross and I, you know, we're drinking and had to get down and really nitty gritty about kind of our whole entire life, about life. And it's cool to see someone that has a similar perspective to me and just, like, I think what it comes down to is just like a nice dude in life, man. And I hope all the drinking bros out there, that's what I want this whole thing to be. Like, as we go forward, the next movies that we do is just like a community because it's so much fun.
Yeah. And by the way, Rocco, same thing. Yeah. Like, dude, you look at Rocco from the outside.
Yeah.
Exactly. Scary fucking dude.
Super scary.
And you're like, oh, shit.
He's a big fucking teddy bear.
Yeah. And then you meet him, you're like, oh shit, I thought he was gonna put his fist through the window. Like, I thought he was gonna grab, you know, somebody out of the back seat and nicest guy on the planet.
Yeah.
Jared's a dick. I mean, no, Jared's just actually
Jared's just the constant entertainer where you're just like,
he is he's a blast. He's exactly what you hope for online, so when you meet him out
he's about the same.
You can go up to him, you can hug him.
That's Jared.
If you buy him a sandwich, he'll love you for the
he'll
rest
love
of your
you
life
forever.
Yeah. And he really, like, with the I know a lot of people online have always joked about the Uber driver story.
Yeah.
It's true. It's true. And, like, when you meet Jared out in real life, like, there's a good chance he'll invite you over to sleep on the couch. And be like, oh, do you need a place to come on over.
Dude, we had fun the other night. So we were in Fort Bragg, and, like, Fort Bragg is one of, like, our biggest cities that, you know, the followings that watch the channel and stuff. And the Uber driver was driving us. And we're sitting there, and he was in the military. He said he was active duty in an infantryman. So I was like, come on. Like,
yeah.
Like, really? Like, you got to have seen something that we've done. Like, not in a douchey way, but, like, you always hope for that because you're like, if he has never seen a video we've done, like, I'm missing out on the audience and entertaining people in that demographic. And so I was like, hey, man, you ever heard of Article 15 Clothing? And Jared and I are in the back, and he's driving. And he goes, oh, fuck yeah. Like, Vincent Rocco, Derek Wida. He said Derek's name wrong, but Derek Wida and all this shit. And I was like, oh, that's awesome, man. He's like, fucking love those guys. Like, and I pulled up in the front of the seat, and I was like, hi, I'm Matt. And he's like, oh, holy fucking shit. And so he, like, freaked out, and they were just like, hey, man, will you drive us to the bar and come have a beer with us? He's like, dude, no one's ever – and he didn't. Unfortunately didn't take a picture with us. I don't know why.
Really? Maybe he was
but he texted his friends, and I guess Jared, of course, gave him his own number.
Of course.
He's like,
of course.
All my friends said I was drunk or high or something, and this whole scenario didn't happen. I was like, motherfucker, Uber us next time and we'll take some pictures.
Yeah.
We'll make it like an event. Like, we'll go to six different bars and pretend we're having fun together. All this crazy weird shit. Just like,
That's Jared. I guarantee you Jared's had 5 text message correspondence with him.
Yeah.
Probably in the last 2 days.
Oh, easy.
Hey, man, what are you doing?
But it's never I always laugh because it's like in his position, his wife's never worried because he always gives his numbers to dudes.
Yeah.
Where he's just like,
it's just dudes.
It's like, oh, man. But again, he's like he's literally Luke Skywalker of networking. Like,
yeah. Oh, yeah.
You'll
never
be.
Best.
Yeah. It's
the best.
Insane.
He knows everyone.
Yeah.
Everyone somewhere, some way will be like, oh, yeah, I get it. Where are you guys going? I got a guy there.
I miss Steve Jobs, dude. He's such an inspiration for Mac. Oh, dude, I got this spirit. Then I actually talked to Steve Jobs in heaven. You're like, what the fuck, dude?
Yeah. My, by the way, funny Steve Jobs story for you. It was on, there's another.
I'm dying to hear it.
I know. Here's the thing. I'm not either. And this is what me and my wife were laughing about. On Netflix last night, another Steve Jobs thing pops up.
Yeah.
Every fucking week on Netflix, there's a goddamn Steve Jobs. It's like some new documentary or movie
or
something.
Yeah, they're doing like a new movie on it too. I was like,
it's every week. There's a new Steve Jobs thing. And I'm like, what the fuck?
I feel like they're using his name to make money. And it's frustrating.
Oh, yeah,
you're like,
yeah,
we get it,
yeah,
dude. He was a badass and like and changed technology with his team. But like, come on.
Yeah. And they just, they find this weird footage. And it's like, so yet another movie popped up on Steve Jobs last night. And I was like, my wife was like, oh, look. It's the Steve Jobs Netflix movie of the week. Buckle in.
Buckle on up.
Buckle the fuck up.
Yeehaw!
Well, I've been amped to have you here in Wilmington. we love you to death. I'm glad you could stop down before you head out to Fort Bragg to go screen
Fort Hood.
Sorry, you were at Fort Bragg going to Fort Hood to screen Range 15. And this week, the drinking bro of the week is a lady. It's a lady by the name of, her name is Brittany Marriott. She wants to dedicate this to her boyfriend, Mike, who has been battling leukemia for the last 3 years. The funny thing about it, and I'm going to call her out on this, Brittany Marriott, because that's what we do on Drinking Bros. She just said Mike when she wrote into the Drinking Bros podcast fan page on Facebook. Just Mike. Not his last name. So we can't say Mike's last name.
Yeah, or not even Michael.
No.
You know, is it just Mike?
Is it just Mike? But Brittany, you know, her full name was on there. Brittany Marriott. So Brittany Marriott, if you're out there, you know, we love you as well.
Yeah,
but next time, you know.
Cheers to Mike, man. Fuck that shit up. Fuck cancer, dude.
Yeah.
Get after it, dude.
Yeah, man. So you got a cool girlfriend. She wrote us a really nice story online, and we're all
and if you ever want to cuddle, I'm in.
Yeah,
I'm a good cuddler, Mike.
Really good cuddler.
Like, super good cuddler.
Yeah, that beard is
like
it's
I'm,
nice.
I'm a koala, and if you're bigger than me, listen, I'll be little spoon. You know, I'm not afraid.
No,
I'm confident.
No,
I can be a little spoon.
Yeah,
you know,
and that's the beauty of Matt Best. A lot of people don't know he can be a little spoon.
I play spoons, which means I can ting ting ting. I'll be bigger, little, whatever you need, Mike.
Whatever you desire.
Yeah.
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 So Mike and Brittany Marriott, we say cheers.
Cheers.
Cheers with our Wilmington homebrew. Live from Wilmington, North Carolina with Matt Best. I am Mr. Ross Patterson. And this was nice.
It was a nice hangout. Super
this
chill.
This was a nice, sweet hang
relaxed.
Tonight.
This was a hang.
Yeah. We're eye to eye for the
first
time.
This
is a great feeling. God. I really like it.
It was a Robin Williams. We're just hanging out.
Oh,
again.
Is that too soon?
No, I've done that plenty of times. Yeah, we're fine.
Who else? Somebody else. Somebody else really. They off themselves like that recently.
I don't know.
The lead singer of NXS. He's hanging out too. No, he was the guy that was strangle-baiting.
I don't know. That's
he was the guy that was strangle-baiting in Australia.
Oh, shit. Was it God?
Yeah. I saw a picture, by the way.
you were going in this strangle-bait at the end of the episode.
Somebody sent me a strangle-bation picture from on-the-scene police photo.
Yeah.
And it was just like the rig that was hooked up for that, by the way, that's a lot of work.
A lot of work.
To strangle-bait is a lot of work.
Whoa.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I don't have, 39 minutes of setup time for a jack-off. Like,
no.
I'm trying to get it in and out and carry on my day, you know? Like,
anything that's that requires a two-hour setup.
What are you doing?
In a stunt man.
Jacking off. Yeah, that's too much work for me, you know?
It's way too much work. So if you're at home and you're listening and
you're strangle baiting
at home.
Put the harness down.
Put the harness
jack
down.
Jack off to
beat off normally.
Yeah, just beat off like a normal dude.
Yeah.
Be a drinking boy, bro.
Or a drinking boy.
You were looking in my eyes, dude. I don't know. It got weird.
Be a drinking bro or a
drinking boy.
Either way.
Whatever you want to do.
We love you.
Fat bottom boy. We love you guys, dude.
Good night, everyone.
Later.
Extreme cold weather advisory in effect this morning.
You're a contractor. You have a contract.
All right, guys, come on. Let's do this.
A little snow and ice isn't stopping you. Not today, not any day. Shouldn't your flashing tape be working through it all too? Only Frog Tape Pro Grade Flashing Tape's high-performance acrylic adhesive sticks, re-sticks, and stays stuck, even on the roughest surfaces in rain, snow, heat, and more. So you stay in control when it matters most. Show weather who's boss with Frog Tape Pro Grade Flashing Tape.